Yes, troops, how we all doing, man? Back for episode 11, and we're in person.
I know, how good is it?
So if you're listening on Spotify, go on YouTube and watch us being a bit awkward and weird in our first in-person.
You can see you're in it, man, you're pure twizzling about, no, right, Chris?
Geez a minute and I'll relax,
definitely, mate. But it's that way, mate, like, we were talking about this, obviously, before we started, just how, like, you've got so good at the intro now.
Aye.
It was like the phone voice always came out, and I would always be sitting looking at you at the camera going, what the fuck was that, mate?
Hello. Hello, everyone.
Brilliant, man. But, mate, obviously, we're in person now. Aye. You've been away for 6 months. How are you enjoying being back home?
It's a hard one, man. Like, I'm glad to be back, man. Yeah. The last kind of 3 to 4 weeks, and I think we spoke about this earlier, that it might make me seem a bit ungrateful, but the last 3 to 4 weeks, even though I was in Bali, I had a few days in Dubai, but I just didn't really want to be there. Mm. I just wanted to get home, and I feel like a weight's been lifted off my shoulders, man. And don't get me wrong, it was like the best experience of my life. 6 months of... Well, 2 months in Thailand, 4 months in Bali that you're going to next week. And then Australia, I got to see a kangaroo in real life. Went to Dubai, went to Romania, Turkey. Like, what an experience.
Dynamite, but man.
Feels good to be home in Scotland. I feel like part of me is like, obviously, like, I love Scotland. Mm-hmm. I don't really like the rain that much. And the weather is starting to pick up. It's only been raining once since we got back. We got back a week ago. So, mate, I've adjusted quite quickly, to be honest. I'm buzzing to be doing this in person as well,
man. It's good, isn't it,
man? It's exciting. And I'm just looking forward to kind of progressing into the next chapter of my life. I feel like that was, without a doubt, the most turbulent time of my life. Most turbulent 6 months.
I feel like you've sat in that word for that. I'm going to use that.
As a builder, innit? But aye, man, like, just the ups and downs. I've had a lot of ups and downs in my life. We all have. But that 6 months, I was naive to think that it would be like really enjoyable all the time and plain sailing, because I only started my business a few months before going away. And I thought I was going away and just like, oh, I've got quite a good routine, I'll be able to stick to that. And then it was like chaos. And then, I mean, you were there for the first few weeks. We met up.
You what, mate? See, and I'll be honest, mate, like, obviously I didn't say it to you at the time, mate, because I was like, right, he's got like another 5.5 months of this, mate. But I'm like, he's not happy right now, man. Like, you could see it in you, mate. You could actually see it in you, mate, because I remember we were obviously as pissed as I was on that Wednesday night. I could just see you sitting there like going, fuck's going on? Like, I could just see that you were just in your head with it all. So I mean, I think you like, does like, see when, kind of that way, see when you see one of your mates pure in their head, right? And obviously I could have quite clearly went up to him and go, actually, you don't look particularly happy, mate. Mm. But I think there's sometimes you need to just let somebody ride the wave.
100%.
Like, just figure it out for themselves, mate. Like, me going up to him going, yeah, like, you've got another 5 months of this, mate, you all right? Like, I think that would have just made it, I made it worse, mate, obviously. And then you've got this pure American dudes walking past you, like fucking 10 ladyboys, and you're like, what is actually going on here and that stuff, man? But it was like, when we seen you in Thailand, I was like, you could just tell that you were just adjusting, man. And like, you could tell, like, Gemma, like, she'd settled, like, she looked like quite relaxed and that kind of stuff. But then again, what you kind of need to take into consideration, man, is obviously the burden of the business. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Which maybe you were a bit naive with, of just going, right, this is just going to work. Do you know what I mean? And there is obviously an element of going fake it till you make it, but fuck me, what, like, the harsh reality you get when you go, all right, this is harder than I thought, man.
100%, man, I've been like shocked.
100%. Like, and it's that way, but like, you need to put, you were given that, like, a position there, right? And ultimately you're going, right, I pull my socks up and fucking continue to grow, mission upgrade, right? Or I just take a 6 months fucking holiday and go walk behind a bar. You fucking continued to make it grow, mate, and you've come back with a business, mate, that's just going to boom. Jimmy, we were talking about it beforehand and that kind of stuff, man. There's a lot of people that would have been watching you for the sidelines and just going, right, when's he coming home?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? And then actually just like latching on and that kind of stuff. So, mate, you will boom, and it's because you didn't let your emotions of like the unknown take over. You still just done the thing. Do you know what I mean? You still showed up, man, even though like in Thailand you were like up your shadow yourself, just going, fucking hell, man, where's the SI?
Mate, it's weird though, isn't it? It's like, I wrote a couple of posts about this, like talking about how I was on the beach in Thailand, and all I'd dreamt about for a long time was this moment. And then I got to the moment and I felt scunnered. And that's like, that is a really rough, hard position to be in.
Because
it's like you've had this dream, and then your dreams came true, but you feel like shit. And it's like, No, but
it's kind of that. I know it's obviously not meeting a person, but like, don't meet your heroes, innit? It's kind of like the same lines as that, man. You'll just be let down, man, innit?
It was weird, man. It was a strange feeling.
It depends on what beach in Thailand you were on, because like the most underwhelming experience of my life was being on like Phuket Beach. See the beach at Phuket, mate. It was like walking along Magaluf, mate. Or like Ibiza, it was, but no, even Ibiza. Ibiza is nice, mate. Like, this was just an absolute shit show.
Every two seconds, you got somebody like, mate, you want to buy this? I thought all the beaches in Asia were going to be like that.
Aye, mate. Oh, it was carnage, mate. Like, that same guy just kept on. I can't remember what it was he was trying to sell to. I don't know what it was, right? But it was like, I don't know, a boat or some shit, right? And it was like, every 2 minutes, like, we would just stop. And then he'd be like, do you want a shot in the boat? And you're like, no, mate. And then he'd stop. He's like, what about now? And you're like, mate, I'm not getting on your fucking boat, mate. Leave me alone.
You can't relax on that. Where was that? Phuket,
mate.
Patong Beach.
Aye, Patong Beach, mate.
You can't relax, can you, man?
Talking about that, but I remember me and my mate Tony, right? We obviously came out of one of the like breakfast places, right? You were brunching. We were having a wee acai bowl, mate. I love it, mate, right? But actually, a funny story about that one as well, man. I only recently found it was called an acai bowl or whatever it is. It's called an acai bowl.
And they were just,
obviously, Scottish dude, right? Just walking up in Thailand, like, can I get an acai bowl, mate? And they're like, what the fuck is that, mate? Do you know what I mean? But we came out, we had our acai bowls, right? We're all filled to the brim, mate, right? For about 10 minutes. And then we went onto the beach and you could see, now the, what's the things that get attached on? Like the big fucking... hangs in the back of the boat, right? It's like a big parachute hang.
Parasailing,
right? And you know, obviously, when you see people doing it, they're both strapped in, obviously, right? The wee guy, like, wasn't he strapped in?
I know what you're talking about. The staff member that helps out.
Wasn't he tied in, mate? And, like, do you know that kind of way, mate? It was like, I feel like Mission Impossible. It was like, it terrified me, but I was like, credit where credit's due, mate. He, like, pure, like, wriggled his way out the back, it done, like, a pure mad wee flipping, and then just started running with a parachute in the bottom. And
that's crazy,
like,
isn't it, man?
Like, health and safety, what the fuck even is that in Thailand, mate?
It doesn't exist,
mate.
Does it,
mental,
mate?
It's an absolute mad place, man. But what would you say, like, obviously Thailand was a point where you were overwhelmed, I would probably say. That's the best way to sum up.
Probably the best word to put it, overwhelmed with life. And I think probably I set my expectations too high. Like I said to you earlier, I got off the flight for Bangkok, hadn't slept for 2 days, and I straight away opened my work laptop and
just went to work.
And it's like, that's not the right
thing
to do.
That's that pure, like, it's like, as much as everyone, like, we've got to talk about boundaries and all that kind of shit, right? And it's like, people will just do things because they think it's the right thing to do.
I think it's a guilt thing as well, isn't it? Like, oh, I'm away doing this, but I should be working. And, mate, I had that kind of, what would you call it? Like, that tension the whole time. Mm. It's like, you're away and travelling and living and working.
Yeah.
But it's like, you feel bad when you're taking time off, whereas you don't feel it at home, no really. But when you're away and it's like, oh, I've got time off, I can go to the beach. Oh, should I though? Like, what about my clients back home? And obviously you should think like that, but I think the whole time it was just a constant battle in my own mind.
Am I juggling this well enough?
That's
basically it. But I think as well, like, maybe what was, maybe subconsciously in your head when you got to Bangkok was going, this will look good if I just whip out my laptop and do work. Like, this will look good, do you know what I mean? But in actual fact, you're off of what, like 16 hours of flying?
Aye.
Mate.
You need a rest.
Go to 7-Eleven, get a toastie and go to your hotel, mate. Like,
exactly, man.
Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like, chill out for a night, you're cool, man. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, 9 times out of 10, because I felt the same when I was in Thailand, right? And I was like, I need to do a wee bits and bobs and that kind of stuff, man. Because at the end of the day, right, we were in Thailand for, just under 3 weeks. Half it was a holiday, half it, I was working. And it was obviously just to test the water, because obviously we're away for 3 months.
Aye.
And it worked. Like, it worked perfectly fine, right? But I was still finding myself, like, doing things that I wouldn't even normally do back home, just because I feel as if I need to be doing something. And you're like, I feel like a lot of us can end up in that space where we just do shit for the sake of it.
Aye, 100%.
And, like, that's not even just, like, when you were travelling. Like, that's just in general. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I always remember, right, when I was an apprentice, it was like, just look busy. Just, like, look busy. Like,
the Navy was the exact same, right?
And you're like, would it not make sense, like, just to kind of all group together and go, right, what's actually going to make progress here? Rather than just picking up a brush and shoveling the same fucking area. Like, it's something, I think that's ingrained in a lot of people, and it'll probably be ingrained in being in the Navy. It's like, just doing a bit of anything is better than nothing. And I'm like, fucking well, depends, mate. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, actually sit down and go, right, what do I actually need to do right now? And you go, right, okay, maybe chilling out for the next hour or two.
Aye.
Is what I need to do right now, so I can actually be better than a better, like, coach, person, boyfriend, fucking whatever, right? And I think a lot of people get so caught up in just trying to do something that they're just in this never-ending cycle of just doing random shit and being tired. It's
busy,
man.
Fool, innit?
Busy fool, mate. That was around the way I seen a busy fool, mate.
When I was on ship, there used to be So you get different branches, obviously, different trades, different jobs. And mine warfare, when you weren't at sea, they never really had a job, right? Their job was to like hunt mines. But if you're not at sea, you're not hunting mines, right? Obviously. But they were basically like cleaners when we weren't at sea. And mate, I'm no joking, they would go around the ship pretending to clean the same bits all day. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what you're talking about. It's like... You can't. I was talking to this. I was talking to somebody about this the other day about how, like, I would love, in a way, I would love to, like, be in a job again that's a pure skive. I was talking to my cousin about this actually, but then we were both saying, like, you would kind of feel the pull is to be a skiving bastard in a job.
Yeah.
But also at the same time, it's like, would you really want that? Because it's fucking mind numbing, isn't it?
Heavy
it's completely mind numbing. Yeah. And that's one thing. One of the reasons I wanted to leave the Navy is because I felt like I was just doing shit for the sake of it. Killing time.
Aye, mate.
Rather than actually using your time wisely. Mm-hmm. But it's easy to get sucked into that. Like,
100%.
Everybody likes a sky for human beings, man. Yeah,
but that's it. No, man. I think, like, see when you work for someone, you're more inclined to skive and not think about it.
Oh, 100%.
Like, yeah, mate. And, like, I'll argue that with anyone, mate. It's aye. Like, Christ, when I was in the printers, mate, like, I would do, like, minimum. And just go, all right, so that's it, up and running, mate. Fuck it. That'll aye. Do. Do you know what I mean? Right? But then again, see when you work with yourself, right? Like, anything you see as a skive, you're like, oh, should I do this right now and that kind of stuff, man? And it's no saying that, like, we're no lazy or any of that kind of stuff, right? Because, mate, I can be as lazy as the next person, right? But see, just because you're going, right, if I skive, that's affecting me. Mm-hmm. But I think, see, if you work for a 95 or whatever it is, man, you're just you like, going, fuck him, mate. Aye, do you know what I mean? He's still going to get paid. Do you know what I mean? Or she's still going to get paid and that kind of stuff, man. I think it's like, you kind of start to realise that. If you do go self-employed, right, you start to kind of realise, going, well, skiving is not really an option, and it just kind of turns your perspective more on actually, as you say, like, making the most of your time. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Rather than just sitting about doing fuck all. But again, if you know you're going to get paid, the cunt above you's going to get paid anyway, man, you're like, ah, fuck them.
Regardless,
man.
You know
I mean? He's just said you can't get that week off in July, so you're like, fuck the cunt. You know?
Fuck it, fuck the system.
For me, 100%. I thought about it, I remember that in the printers. It was like, I asked, like, me and George were going to New York, right? And, like, you need to book that way in advance, right? I was only, like, it was for George's, was it for George's 18th or 21st? I can't remember off the top of my head, right? But, like, I was on decent money, right? Doing whatever else I was doing, right? But it was like, you needed to book these things in advance because it was expensive, right? Mm. And I said to him, I was like, a year in advance, I was like, can I get this week off in like February next year? And like, oh, holidays aren't out yet. I'm like, well, why just put it in there, mate? Because nobody else obviously has it, like, does they work that? And I'm like, what do you mean it doesn't fucking work like that, mate? I'm like, I'm telling you, I'm not going to be here. Like, put it in. Or just, I'm not going to be there anyway, mate. Like, it's up to you how you want to do it. And it became this big, massive thing where, like, my managers all fell out with me and all that shit. And like, aye. Fucking discreetly, not call me a disgrace. And I'm like, this is not how things work in here. I'm like, it's no, is that, like, mate, it's 3 days, mate. Like, yeah, I'm like, fuck me, man.
I think that's such a kind of
power trip number,
old
mate.
Way of looking at stuff. Oh, it's like, mate. But that's not how we do it. Well, it's like, why don't we question how we do it?
Aye, change it. Adaptation,
change
mate.
It about, aye,
aye
adapt.
Mate, aye, 100%. And I remember they gave me, like, see, because we worked in the factory in the gobs, I'm just slating these people, and, like, they were all right, right? They were all right. But it's like, we had the factory in the gobs, right, was quite small, and I ran the digital line, right, Chris, our boy Zubia, man, fucking miss wee Zubia, by the way. But I worked with, obviously, Zubia, right, and that was the only one I had to make sure that wasn't the same holidays, me and that kind of stuff. So we'd all worked it out and that stuff, all right, sound, he'll be off in August and that stuff, and then he came up to me, guy, you're getting the 2 weeks off in the Glasgow Fair. I was an apprentice at this point, earning like fucking like £8 an hour, right? Fucking first 2 weeks off in July to get a holiday, mate.
Aye.
Fucking cost a lot of money, mate. Aye. EasyJet and that, I like pure cranking it up a lot, mate. And we went to Salou, mate, for a week. I didn't get got much change for £2,000. And they were like, you need to go at this time. I'm like, the busiest time of year, mate. Yous have fucked me over. I went to a holiday in fucking September, so it was like £600 or something. Like, it's fucking mental. And the fact that they just went, so like, the fact that I had... Like, you only got, like, 4 weeks of the year to yourself, basically. And I was getting told when it was.
Right, it's a bit of a joke, isn't it? Holidays. Like,
it's mental, man.
You can't take this time off. Obviously, that's how it works, isn't it?
Yeah, like, you need, like, there has to be a level of reason. Like, you can't just go in here. If you work for somebody, right, you can't just walk in and go, I'm taking this off.
Aye.
Like, if somebody else has already got that off, like, sound, you're a team. So, like, work out, right? But I hate that. You're taking that holiday. You're doing this.
Aye,
like,
that's
nah,
bullshit,
fuck up, man.
Man,
do you know what I mean? And it is, like, I think this is one of the... it was one of the big drivers for me going self-employed because I was like, I can't be bothered. I might be called wee man syndrome, right? Whatever, right? But I can't be asked with somebody telling me what I can do with my time.
I get it, man, totally.
And it's one of my like key success metrics. Like the way I look at success is if I can manage my time on my own terms.
Freedom.
I mean? Yeah, freedom. That to me, that means more to me than fucking money. You know,
that was the same as me, man. That's why I wanted to go self-employed, because like I had my freedom stripped away for nearly 10 years. And even when I was on leave, you could get recalled.
Fuck that.
Oh mate, you're needed in like Plymouth in 3 days. And it would, you would never fully feel relaxed. Aye. But for me, like I wanted to go self-employed because I wanted to have time freedom. Mm-hmm. Like you said, I think that's the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Like you said, financial freedom and all that. Obviously that's part of it. That's good. Money's good. Uh-huh. But being able to control your own life is like, for me, that's like the top of the pyramid. 100%,
mate.
That's like the mecca, isn't it?
It has to be, mate. And it's like, even really, this conversation pure ties in what me and my mom were talking about this morning, right? Like, my mom works in Ramsden's, right? And she was just acknowledging just everyone that comes into our shop and that. And they're all angry. Like, everyone's pure angry, right? And we were just talking back and forth. And I was like, I guarantee a lot of people that are just genuinely angry are in a job that they don't like. And it's like, not so much that they don't like the job, it's the fact they feel controlled in that job. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? And that's what the kind of backbone is behind it. And I'm like, going, there's so many, like, there's so many ways, like the world we live in the new, right? There's anyone could go self-employed with a side hustle. Like anyone could, right? And if they wanted to make it work that badly, they'd make it fucking work, right? But so many people are locked in this 9 to 5 like mindset that this is the way you do life. And I'm like, that's what's making you so upset, mate.
Aye.
Like it really, really is, man. And it's like, I get it. It's not as easy as just going out and quit my job and that kind of stuff, right? It's not as easy as that, right?
Of course.
But see, if you're angry, upset, and fucking not happy, do something about it. Like it's I know that'll come across pure pricky in that, and I get it, right? It does, right? But one, it's not meant to be easy. But two, if you're not happy, fucking go and make the change. Like nobody's gonna do it for you. Nobody owes you
100%.
Anything. Go and make it. And it's like I was just like even the observation I was having I first, like today since my mom said that, I was just kind of looking at people that I was walking past and I was like, everyone does look pure angry. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Like, what are you doing about it? And even it's not even so much what you're doing about it, what's making you angry? Like, what is it? Change it.
Fiver for a coffee, that's what's making me angry.
Mate, that was hilarious this morning. No, how are you? It's like fucking £5 for a coffee in Greenock. Come on, no seen you in 6 months, mate, but kill me.
I know. But I think it is hard, man. Like, obviously, I've been away for 6 months and people's mental health and quality of life in Scotland, the UK, is no great.
Nah, no.
And obviously, you are partly to blame for that. You need to be responsible for your own life. Mm-hmm. But like we were saying earlier, like the system, like the way the UK is set up now, the way Scotland's set up, it's like taking everything you've got, man, like taking more taxes off you, a fiver for a coffee. Like, mate, it's cheaper to get a coffee. It was cheaper to get a coffee in Dubai in Australia than it is in Greenock.
It's mental, isn't it?
Like,
it's mental.
How's that allowed to happen? I'm passionate about this.
And so, like, you're so locked in on Greenock. I feel like if it was maybe like Hamilton, you would let it away with it. But the fact that it's Greenock, you're like, fucking Greenock, man.
Mate, there was a Ferrero Rocher Frappe. No, Ferrero Rocher Latte, right. £8.
What is that?
£8, man.
Fuck that.
Do you like people think they are?
Do you like all that kind of shit? Like, pure, like, syrups and that in your coffee?
Are they like a syrup?
Do you? Do you actually?
Oh, mate. I said this.
Childish,
I said this.
You don't like coffee, then, do you?
I said this earlier. I think people that only drink black coffee pretend they like it because they think it makes them look cool.
It's a front, innit? Aye. Josh O'Neill will be listening to this. What half is not?
I've said that to him before. Have you? I think people are pretending, man.
It was. I'll be honest, right? Because like I know we've probably sidetracked to coffee here, but it was like, over that 12 weeks when I was doing that photo shoot, right, I was always a latte, right? Now I would get a black coffee every now and then, like, fuck it, whatever, right? Mm. But it's like, see now, actually, I get it. I like a black coffee. I'll be honest, I like it, mate. Aye. Do you know what I mean?
I think you're kidding.
Makes me feel like an adult, mate. Do you know?
Exactly. That's why, look at me, my black coffee. I'm pure mature.
Every time you take a sip, you're like, oh, I'm barking, mate. You know what I mean? But no, honestly, mate, hands down, right, AM, black coffee, mate, just after lunch, I'll be like, That's my new routine with it, mate.
Treat yourself, innit?
Treat yourself with a bit of a latte, mate. Do you know what I mean? No syrups, but man, do you know what I mean? I used to go with a wee vanilla number in it.
I like hazel. I'm a hazelnut, man. Right.
See, I just don't like stuff that's too sweet. It's like, an all right, it's like, my mate, when he has a coffee, he has like 4 or 5 sugars in it. And I'm like, you don't like coffee, mate, do you? Just have a can of Red Bull.
That's a bit worrying,
you know what
isn't
I mean?
It?
Like,
four or five.
Aye, you're like, it's not obviously the healthiest of dudes, right? But God love him, man, he's hilarious, mate, right? He is, he's like, he's one of the funny. Do you know that kind of way where you've got a mate, right? That's a bit weird. Bet he's hilarious. That's us, mate.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not even going to name him, right? But he'll be listening to that going, that's me, mate.
You know, he's just a bit strange.
He's on it. He's talking about me.
He's a bit out there, right?
And I'm the weird cunt that he's talking about.
Aye, mate. But it's hilarious, mate. Like, there's nobody like him. He's
that. One of a kind, man.
One of a kind, mate, right? Definitely a bit OCD and that in there somewhere, mate. 100%, right? But he's just fucking hilarious, right? But every time, I don't know why, right? But every time he gets a coffee and I'm with him, he's like, full of sugars. I'm like, ah.
I'd walk away. I'm not hanging about with cunts like that.
I just get a can of Red Bull, mate. Like, it's cool, mate. Do you know what I mean? Just get a wee can of Red Bull. So I'm like, you don't like coffees? That I do. I'm like, it's all right, mate. We're all adults here. We're not going to shout at you for not liking coffee, mate. It's cool, man. Do you know what I mean? But it's weird that, man. But what would you say, like, see, when you were away for the past, like, 6 months, what was your best experience?
That's a hard question, man.
It's good, isn't it?
That was, that was a good question. There's so many.
Strippers, innit? I think that's got to be up there.
We were only there for a couple of weeks and we met up with you in Georgia.
Me ping pongs, but.
And we went to a rave and then we went next door and went to a ping pong show, the four of us. And I don't know if I can go into too much detail about that, but.
It's all right, mate.
That was a highlight, wasn't it?
Like, mate, it was you, pure panic drinking. It was so funny, mate. I looked over at you and you were just swigging this beer and there was just these lassies with their tits out walking around you and I was like, oh, what an image. Like, what an image.
Mate, the thing that made me feel the most awkward was when we four of us sat down and then these two naked birds just jumped on Georgia and Gemma.
Oh, mate.
And I was just like, what is going on here?
It was wild, man.
The show was carnage, man.
It was like, when the lassie on stage, like, I'll be honest, I couldn't take my eyes off it. Like, she pure smoked the snout through her fanny.
That's what was in my head aye.
But it wasn't as if, like, this, like, the ash was gone down, the snout was gone down. Like, there was, like, actual smoke coming out of her fanny.
She was, like, puffing it.
It's so funny, man. And I was just like, mate, like, I've seen some sights, right? And it's like, it takes a lot for me to be actual, like, lost for words. But I just remember just sitting there like that, going, like,
What is going on?
Am I disgusted or impressed? And I was more swaying towards the impressed side. I was like, hen, you've earned your money tonight. Do you know what I mean, man?
Was chaos.
But they pure advertise it as a ping pong show. Fucking they ping pongs. I was actually pretty.
No, that was weird, wasn't it, man?
I don't know if it was a bit strange how angry I was about that. Because I wanted to see
fucking ping pongs.
I remember saying to George, I was like, I want my fucking money back. And they're like, what do you mean? I was like, that was mine, fucking ping pongs, mate.
How good Gemma haggled it. I think it went for 200 quid. Down to 50 quid for the 4 years or something.
Mental, mate. But if anyone said that amount of money, I was like, fucking.
Nah, Gemma was like, no chance.
Definitely not.
And then we managed to get a free drink and everything.
I know. It was good. A mad place, man.
But I think for me, the highlight, I would say the kind of happiest I felt and like the best experience was the 2 weeks in Australia.
Yeah.
Like that place is unbelievable, man. Like the Gold Coast. That's the best place I've ever been.
Is that where like the Great Barrier Reef and that, Christoph, isn't it?
No, I don't think so.
Is it not? No. The one where Nemo and all that shit's for? No.
Never went to see Nemo, but mate, like the Gold Coast, it was just like, the beaches were unbelievable, man. Like Surfer's Paradise, that's where the Gold Coast is. Like, so if you're driving through it, on your right-hand side, you've got like the most stunning beaches in the world, man. Mm-hmm. And then on the other side, it's like skyscrapers. Mental. So it's kind of like,
Best of both worlds.
And obviously when we were in Australia, I got to see a kangaroo in real life.
That picture of you with a kangaroo is hilarious. I know, Nate, you're like,
well, Gemma's cousin has lived there for like 13 years and they've never seen a kangaroo that big in the wild.
Honestly?
Aye. Fucking hell, so like, we went there a few days, I'd seen a kangaroo in real life and it was just like, probably like the kind of most surreal moment of my life because... Yeah. First of all, I was in Australia, like, the whole time I was just like, I can't believe I'm actually here. Like, because I think we spoke about this before, like, when you come for a scheme, when you come from, like...
That background.
That environment, it's always been like, oh, I'd love to go to Australia, but you never actually think it's going to happen in real life. Mm-hmm. And then, like, when we landed there, it was just like, we couldn't stop laughing. Me and Gemma every day would just bust out laughing and go, that's we're nice, in Australia,
man. I love that.
And it is, it's like a pure like achieving, I wouldn't say achieving a dream, but in a way
100%
it is a dream. Like I've always wanted to go to Australia.
Did you dream of going to Australia?
Since I was a wee boy and like that feeling of just cutting about there and being like, this is amazing, like I made this happen, because stuff like that doesn't just happen.
No, you
I worked hard to have the opportunity to go there, and it was just like such a surreal feeling, man.
It's class,
of
man.
Being in it. So aye, that's to answer your question. Like that was the kind of top of the list. Like cutting about Australia for a couple of weeks, and I hired a car, and I hadn't drove for 4 months.
They drive on the same side as us, but don't they? They do, don't they?
I actually ended up driving
on the wrong side anyway.
I was driving on the right side, and then I took a turn. This was like on the highway, and I ended up driving into oncoming traffic.
It's like the rave, isn't it?
Gemma was like, ah!
She's very, like, I was, she's very good to see her emotions, man. She can pure see it, and I was like, fuck it.
And she was like, right, no music, no talking, we need to concentrate. It was like a 2 hour drive for like Brisbane to Gold Coast. I'd no drove for 4.5 months, and this we hired a Fiat Punto or something, or a Honda Jazz, that was it. And I was just like that, wee granny mobile, man. I'd no drove, and I was like, I had to pure focus, man. Like, aye, pure focused like that. I can't. I was like, stop talking to me, no music on. It was like pure deep concentration.
Don't fuck this up, Ryan. I've got
a funny story. I like, obviously travelling and that, so many ups and downs, right? Yeah. And Australia was one of the things we were so uncertain of because of money and like time and stuff, but we're like, right, we'll go. And then we hired that car, right? So we were in, staying with Gemma's cousin, staying in Brisbane for like 5 nights. And then we decided to hire a car and go to the Gold Coast. So we hired the car, picked it up. It's like Uber car share or something. Like you pay for it online and you go and pick up the keys on the side of the motor. It's pretty smart. But obviously I'd no drove for 4.5 months. We drive out into the street and I'm a bit like,
aye, shuddering
on the clutch. I'm like, that's clutch as fuck, man.
Aye, he's got fuck all you do with the clutch, mate.
And then we went to get fuel for like a journey. And like I drove in the wrong way to the garage. Like people were beeping at me, and like I parked the car just to calm down for a minute. And Gemma was like, we should never have fucking came here. We should never, you know what it's like, see when you're in high stress situations. She's like, we should, I told you, we should never have came here. And then an hour later, she's like, this is the best place in the world. But honestly, like that kind of moment and that, that hour defines the whole 6 months, like the ups and downs. They're like, fucking hell, we should never have came here, to this is the best place in the world. That's just what it was.
Definitely, mate.
But you're leaving to go traveling on Tuesday,
mate.
How are you feeling for that?
I'm buzzing for it, man. Like, I genuinely am. It's like I'm at the point now, but where I'm just like, I've dreamt of going for this three months, man, for a long time, like even before I was a coach and that stuff. And I'm just ready for it now, man. Mm. But it's like everything's booked and that kind of stuff, and I'm absolutely buzzing for it. But I'll be honest, mate, I'm not even like really thinking about it too much, because we've got obviously our next level event on Saturday.
Aye, so
like,
I've got
that,
man,
to do first, man, but we're just taking over the holiday in the East Go Bride, mate. 40 people in one room, just fucking full of energy, mate. Do you know what I mean?
Full of ickies.
Devil, man. Just turn the lights off, big man. You know what I mean? Getting freaky in here, mate. But nah, like I've got that to deal with first, man. And then obviously Tuesday we fly out to the dam, which I'm buzzing about. I've not been to the dam in like years, mate.
The dam's class.
Oh,
it,
mate. It's like I just want that New York pizza slice. It was in New York, it's called. It's like,
I don't know.
It's just a green building, mate. And I'm like, ah, devil, mate.
So did you go to Burger Meester?
Oh, we done that in Berlin, man. Do you know what I mean?
Berlin and Amsterdam, I think they've got them.
Have they got one in Amsterdam?
I'm sure they have.
I did not know this, because we were in Berlin like the other week for George's Hyrox. And that Burger Meester, oh my fucking
unreal,
God.
Unreal, innit? I think it's actually, this is mental, but I was actually looking into this, because when we were in Berlin, we went to it.
And it was that good,
but it's not the same as the one in Amsterdam. It's the same name, but they're different. It's not like the same brand.
It's still good,
mate, amazing, man. We were eating burgers out of nut and stuff. When we were in Amsterdam.
Class, man. Mere sauce, so your mouth isn't too dry. Like, fuck,
man. Pure swedger eating a burger, man.
There'll be a 7-Up, like, fuck you, know, man. But nah, it'll be class, mate. I'm looking forward to it, man. But like, my idea is here, man, like, it's like everyone's like, right, so you're away for 3 months. 3 months isn't it a long time?
No, it's not at all.
It really isn't, man. Do you know what I mean? And the way I'm looking at it is, and I guarantee this, man, like full reset will be bigger and better by the time I come back in August. Like the extra mile movement will not stop. It's a snowball, mate. It just gets bigger and bigger and bigger, no matter where I am in the world, right? It's just going to keep churning and churning and churning and churning. It just get bigger and bigger and bigger. And see, by the time we come back, man, like we will be leading the way for mental health in Scotland. Mm-hmm. Like we will. We'll just be leading the way, and we'll be churning out like life-changing results that we already are, but just at a different level.
Aye.
It's just going to keep going. Like, everything, like, again, is all just about going to that next level, right? And that's why we've obviously based this event around about the next level, right? And, like, the main focus on it is community, self-belief, and confidence. And that's what we want to create in everyone, right? Because everyone's got it. Like, people have this idea that they need a meal plan, they need the training plan, that shit. It's like most people know what they need to do. They just don't really know how to fucking stick to it. Do you know what I mean? And the whole point is getting that level of self-belief, man, and that community around you and that confidence that you can fucking do the thing. That's what you need to find. And see, once you get at me, it's fucking, you're tournament. And it's been proven, man. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I've got guys that have came in on board and manifested the six pals of the extra mile. Fucking couldn't run 5K. Then I try athlon next year, locked and loaded.
I see.
Do you know what I mean? And you're just it's like everyone's capable. It's just being surrounded by that right group and going, do you know what? Right, let's do this. And it's actually dropping a hammer. Aye. Do you know what I mean? And it's like, even that, like, see that when people go, I've dropped a hammer. Like, nah, you've maybe dropped in your toe, mate. But yeah, it's a bit, do you know what I mean? You've not actually dropped a hammer, mate. It's like that phrase, like, we're going to drop a hammer. Like, all right, what does that look like? Do you know what I mean? And it's like, so many people, that's what I was talking about the guys on Monday. And I was like, good night. You have got so many different gears to go through. Never think that you've got to that level, because that level gets bigger. It's like my training 2 weeks ago. It's like now it's better. Mm-hmm. Now it's more intense. And it just keeps on evolving. Everyone kind of goes, all right, okay, right, we're going to that next level. We're going to this standpoint. But it's getting to that headspace of going, this doesn't stop. Do you know what I mean? And that's
it never does, man.
Nah, does it fuck me? And that is basically the ethos of what the extra mile was all about. It's just constantly going to that next level, finding that inner, that extra edge, that extra 1%, and being obsessed with it. Do you know what I mean? And it's something that we're basically going to be covering all day on Saturday. That's what it's just going to be about, man. But talking about that, right, randomly on Saturday, right? So we've got, like, I thought it'd be quite good. Get some workbooks for the guys, right? Write it down on paper. Look professional and that kind of stuff, right? Coloured and everything, right?
Aye.
About fucking 40 books, right? So then I went into the fucking library to get it printed out. Right. 66 quid, mate, to fucking print out. Right. I was like, God. The last year was like, so it'll be 80 pence a sheet. I'm like, ah, try to do it in my head, like, ah. Okay,
right. 80 pence.
Aye, I was like, ah, just doing the quick maths, and then she was like, so it's £66. I was like, ah,
mate, you'd be cheaper buying a printer.
That's what I was like, you bastards. I was like, for fuck's sake, man. And you know that way, I'm like, going, I bet you everyone will go out and get it in the day. Like, cheers, mate, and just like never look at it again. I'm like, dynamite, man. Do you know what I mean? But the whole day itself will be mega, man. And what I'm actually looking forward to, like, see every one of my members, right? I could sit and just, I could have a night out with them. They're all about me. Every single one, they relate to me, they relate to Georgia. Like, that's what makes Full Reset what it is. I've said that for a while now, right? It's like, me and Georgia are shit hot at what we do, like we are. But at the end of the day, man, it's the people inside of Full Reset that actually make the program. Do you know what I mean? The community we've got and that kind of stuff, they're sound, everyone's got their own personalities, and they let that breed inside the program. Do you know what I mean? Which is class. And at the end of it, man, we're all going to get a pint, man. I don't think the holiday knows exactly what's about to happen. We'll have a guy, you know?
Mate, I think that's so important, though, isn't it? Like, I was talking about this the other day, like, just be sound, like, it's no hard.
I know.
Just be sound.
Aye, mate, like, that is such a true statement, like, just be sound, don't be a dick.
Aye, don't be a dick.
Just don't be a dick, man.
For no reason, yeah. Like, you don't need to look down on people, you don't need to be arrogant, you don't need to be an arsehole, just be sound.
It's like you can be
emotional.
Life is
better when you're sound.
100%, mate, life is better when you're sound, mate, do you know what I mean? And it's like, as I've always said, right, see, like, there's no point in telling someone they're a prick, because a prick knows they're a prick.
Aye.
Did that make sense? I don't know. Something like that, right? But they're a prick anyway, right? And they know, everyone knows when you're being a prick, right? So see when you're in that funny mood, but like you're a bit annoyed at something that happened, and like your missus is trying to do something, and you're just a bit snappy at them for no reason, and like, what's wrong? Nothing. You know exactly what's wrong here. You're just optionally being a prick, and like that's what a lot of people just genuinely optionally be a prick. So like, there's no point in like calling somebody out for that.
We've all been there, though.
Oh, 100%, man. We're like, I don't know. It's like you've stubbed your toe or something. And you're just like, the next person I see is fucking getting it, man. And you're like,
mate,
like,
I'm a prick on the drink. That's why I don't really drink. A few beers in, I think I've said this before, like, I think I'm having a laugh, but I'm no. I'm being a dick, like, I'm being annoying, I'm pushing people about, I'm being cheeky, I'm being a bit of an arsehole.
Aye.
After a
few
beers.
You don't mean it.
Like, but for me, think I'm pure having a laugh, pure
what are boys,
aye, but it's like actually being a dick, and that's why I don't really drink, because it's you do lose control of your fucking behaviours a wee bit,
man.
That's the whole point, though, is it? No,
well, well,
you want to lose control, but again,
I don't know if it's like, you could kind of say that statement, but then you could, take a deep dive. I know you didn't mean it like that, but if you want to lose control, what is it you want to lose control? Why? Do you know what I mean? You can dive deep into that,
that's
mate.
That's a big issue,
that's something to fucking pay somebody to look into, innit?
I used to spend weekends wanting to lose control, and it's like, I actually feel now that I actually don't like being out of control of how I feel in a way.
I see blacking out, mate. I hate it, man. That was at me on Saturday, mate. I feel blacked out the end, man. I fucking don't know what happened, man.
Photo shoot, how was that?
It was good, mate. It was good, man. It was a good experience, man. I got myself into some fucking pretty good condition, man.
You looked fucking class.
I mean, the week, but I'll own it, but no, man. The week before, we were in Berlin. Mm-hmm. I said this to Christian and that kind of stuff, man. And the week before, man, I was like, I'll be honest, man, I tanned like fucking 5 or 6 pints of Guinness, man. A couple of tequila shots, and I had a Burgermeister after. I was like, fuck it, man.
You only live once,
mate,
don't
I was like, I don't advocate it, right? But I out-trained a bad diet for that weekend. Aye. Did, mate. I mean, I was like, I was only meant to do like, I had like a 10k run map done. I was like, fuck it, we're doing 16k. Aye. Just send it, man.
Sometimes it is done, doesn't it?
Mate, it was good, but mate, because I remember, like, obviously in Berlin, right, George and Anna were doing the Hyrox, and we came out of this like cocktail bar after dinner and that kind of stuff. And I was a wee bit tipsy. Right, obviously that played a part in the decision that I made in that moment, but like, I was a wee bit passionate. I had all my mates in front of your sixes, and I was like, we might never be in this situation again. This might never happen again. Like fucking, like we're all like the youngest is George at 25, right? And you're like, going, who knows what's gonna happen? Me and George are gonna be for 3 months. Fucking, like we could come back. Somebody could have a way, and like it might not happen again. And I was like, do you know what? Fuck it, I'm getting mad with my pals. And I just had a good night. Didn't rip the arse tonight, Christoph, man, to the degree. But like, I just had that decision myself, and I think sometimes, right, like. The moments where you are forced to be present and live in the moment, right, are bigger than your goals.
100%.
Do you know what I mean?
Man.
And like, I knew deep down, right, because like, I know my bandwidth for this kind of shit, right? Like, don't get me wrong, it's the first time I've done a photo shoot, right? But I've coached for a while now. I've fucking looked after myself for fucking 6+ years properly training. I've not even properly trained, probably only properly trained for like 2 years, let's be honest, right? But it's like that kind of way where you got it, you know your bandwidth. You just, you know what you're going to get away with. And I was like, I'll be sound. Don't get me wrong. And Sunday morning, I woke up and I was like, fucked up. Therefore, but it was fine, obviously. But I think sometimes, man, you need to make the decisions and go, right, am I going to regret not doing this? And if the answer is yes, then fuck it. Just do it. And exactly. I'm not advocating like do something stupid, right? But it's like, if you're going to have an IU with your partner, your friends and that kind of stuff, right, cool. So don't do it as a detriment to your overall health, right? But if you're on holiday and like you want a few drinks and you've got a photo shoot coming up, have the few drinks. But again, what you kind of need to look at is the work I've done before it. Like, never missed a beat for the full, like, 11 weeks.
Exactly.
And that kind of stuff, man. And then, like, even before it, like, because I'm obviously training for Scotland, I was on 2,400 calories, which for a photo shoot is not bad, but, like, I'm free 2 a day. And if I eat any under that, I lose weight. It's crazy just because the amount of move, the amount of training, that kind of stuff, and just the way
busy
I'm built.
Boy.
Yeah, and just the muscle mass I've got and that kind of stuff, right? But it was basically like, so I went down to 2,000, right? For me, that's fucking low. I was like, I'm dying here, man. So I like saved a lot of calories for going away and all that kind of stuff. So nothing really got fucked in Berlin. It was worth it, mate. And then obviously with the photo shoot, the result was there. Do you know what I mean?
It was there, man.
I'll say this here, no, man, because George is pure against it. I was into that spray tan.
Aye.
I liked it. He should have rolled his eyes.
When I done a photo shoot, I never got a spray tan. I just couldn't bring myself to do it.
Did you know? Nah. Oh, mate, I loved it, man.
Gemma put some tanning moisturiser on me. Right. So I like shaved my full body.
How much of a fucking pain in the ass is that, mate?
Didn't want to get a spray tan. I was like, I can't do this. Especially, I was still in the Navy. I can't turn up on a Monday morning to a ship. With a spray tan, mate, I would get hounded. I'd probably get a doon, man.
Definitely.
Mate, but see what you're saying there about, we were talking about this earlier, like living in the moment. Like, it's so true because I've been like, no living in the moment as much as I would like to. We spoke about this. It's like trying to just live in each day and live in the moment. It's hard, man, but it's something I really want to do more of. Because I notice myself, like, when I'm talking or even when I'm journaling and all that stuff, it's like, I can't wait to do this. I'm looking forward to this. And you're always looking ahead to the future. And there's nothing wrong with that. But, like, if you just get sucked into looking forward to stuff, like, I can't wait for this holiday in 3 months. What about the 3 months that are happening?
Yeah.
It is hard, but I just want to start trying to be more grateful and live more in the moment on a daily basis.
100%.
But that's no hard. It's hard.
That is hard.
But I was reading a book and it was saying like, it was talking about that and I was like, aye, that's what I want to do. But it was also saying like, it's like you need to train yourself to do it. Because just going one day, I'm going to start being more grateful and I'm going to start living in the moment. It's not going to happen like that.
What are you actually doing to be more grateful and be more in the moment? Do you know what I mean? We kind of like, we shaped our full Monday reset call, kind of remember that. And it was like probably my biggest lesson from last week. So obviously I do a monthly CBT with my therapist, Louise, right? And like, we were just kind of chatting back and forth, and she's like, how are you not? And I was like, ah, I'm good, man. And I just kind of like, I just turned to her and I was like, I've not actually had a deep like thought of going like, how am I? How do I feel like right now and that stuff? She was like, right, sound, fuck it. How do you feel right now? And like, we had a bit of moment of reflection on that kind of stuff on it. I was like, the only that what concept came through my head was like, I was proud. I was just proud of what I've done, what I've created, that kind of stuff, because I fucking really, really am, right? And like, I asked the guys the same like kind of questions on the Monday reset, and like it was at the end of it, I was like, because I said to them on the Monday morning, I was like, you're all going to feel warm and fuzzy by the end of this call. It's going to be class, right? And like the journey, you could see them all going, this is good, man. I've not actually done that. And now like off the back of that, a lot of them are like, I said to them, I was like, just say what you're grateful for in the morning. Like one thing, write it down, say it to your partner, whatever it might be, and just start getting the habit of doing that, man. Because if you create that positive outlook, man, there's a positive outcome. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean? But you need to create that positive outlook, and I don't think a lot of people just oversee it and will just go, all right, fuck it, right, I'm grateful for my shoes. And you're like, oh, mate, come on.
Aye.
Think about it a bit. It's like, I know you're happy you've got fucking shoes, mate. We all are. Do you know what I mean? But like, actually have a moment to think about it and actually put that deep work, if you will, and actually start again, as I said, mate, just creating that positive outlook for a positive outcome. Do you know what I mean? And I think not enough people do it.
No, definitely. When I was the last 6 months, something that really helped me, really like my mental health, was journaling. Because I used to think it was for fannies. Aye. I used to think it was like, oh, I'm not doing that shit.
Like wishy washy, not that kind
of
stuff.
But honestly, see, writing down kind of how you're feeling, you can like question it. Mm-hmm. If it's positive or negative, I think questioning the negatives is always the most important thing. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you don't want to. No question the positives, but like if you're really feeling no in a good way, question, sit down with a bit of paper and say, why am I feeling like this? And your brain will just spill out, just listen to what that wee guy inside your head is doing. And it's like, right, it could be money, it could be my health, it could be my job. And then you're like, right, no, that's out my brain. I know why I feel like shit. So what can I now do? Did that make sense?
What can I now do?
Uh-huh. To make myself feel a bit better. And like, the last few weeks, man, I was in a pure dark hole and I don't even know why.
You were ready to come home, mate.
I had a week of illness, and at the back end of that, it was the most negative I've been for years. And it was quite scary in a way, because it was like, even though I knew I was going to feel better eventually, it was like quite intense. It was like fucking hell. Like I felt like my life was a mess. I didn't know who I was. And like you said, it was because I needed home and a bit of stability. But like journaling and stuff and writing down, I think the worst part was when I was journaling and stuff, I didn't really know why I felt like that. It was just like, I think I'd spent so long feeling disconnected that I needed to come home and like see my ma and stuff like
that. Sometimes, you know what I mean? Just a wee bit of lentil soup for your ma is all you need.
Aye.
Do you know what I mean?
We actually had lentil soup yesterday. Gemma's ma made it. Was pretty good, man.
A wee bit of tiger bread, a bit of butter.
What else did we have with it? Nah, we made chicken wraps with it.
It's a bit random with lentil soup, but I feel it does, mate.
Aye, it's like, you know, a proper meal.
Aye. See, nah, tiger bread, honours,
I do like tiger bread.
Oh, mate,
has that Scottish plain.
What one?
Scottish plain.
Maybe I had it, I don't know.
You must have done the big breed that's like that size and it's like that. Maybe no.
It's like
maybe
that.
You don't get stuff like auntie school bride, I don't know.
Nah, maybe we just get Morrison's, mate. Nah, but we probably have, mate, to be honest, man. But it's like nothing better than see just a bit of homemade lentil soup, man. What's your favourite soup?
I would say tomato, to
be
honest.
Tomato, mate?
You?
I would say lentil, mate.
Aye.
Lentil's
like
it, man.
Homely and warming, and it was pissing down yesterday
It felt good eating it.
Ah, mate,
it's like comfort food, isn't
it? Aye, because that's the kind that, see, when you're away in the sun and you're missing
just
home,
just sweating your balls in all the time,
but that's the wee moments you kind of miss.
Yeah,
See, like a proper roll with like bacon and tortoise gone, man. I was thinking about that every week.
You bit of black pudding.
Aye, black pudding and all, man. We actually got black pudding in Thailand, though.
In Thailand?
Aye, and Italian cafe owned by this Maltese guy. We actually sat in his cafe all day talking to him because we had hardly spoke to people for months.
And
we finally met someone we had a decent conversation with. So we went for dinner and that, and then we went back the next day for breakfast. It was in Krabi.
Was it? I mean, Krabi was where I found, like, so we see talking about Krabi, right? I loved Krabi, mate. See that film, what is it, Maz in the film Moonbar?
It was
the boy from Thailand.
I was only there for one night.
Were you only there for one night? Because
we were in Ao Nang.
Because I'm pretty sure we told you to go. We were in Ao Nang, and I told you to go to that filming bar. And like, I don't know if you went to it, but somebody went to it, right, and he sent me a picture of Maz. Fucking absolutely buzzing to see this guy again, mate. Like, do you know what I mean? I'm like, please remember me, mate. Because like, we went there every night for like 4 nights.
Because you were saying to me, tell me you sent, tell Kieran sent you.
I mean, definitely. And he's like, ah, who the fuck's Kieran?
But mate, you're just a customer.
Basically, mate, it's geez your money in it, but what's it? Cut, man, I loved him, man, right? But what was I even saying there about Krabby? Oh, aye. So we went into a Mad Irish bar, obviously, to watch the Celtic game. Mm-hmm. And like, we walked in, the menu was like pigs and blankets, fucking chips, cheese, and curry, and all.
Mate.
Brilliant, mate. I'm sitting watching Celtic v Ross County. We are fucking like pigs and blankets, mate. And then my daughter Ireland, I'm just like, what the fuck is with a pint of Guinness, mate? I'm
like,
what's going on? I was like, heart gun. Because like, you would be inside and you're like, you would swear you're just doing it fucking at Conley's or something.
Aye.
And then you walk outside, man, it's just, it's Thailand. And I'm like, ah, all right, mate.
It's a bit of a head fuck sometimes when you're away,
mate,
man.
It was, man. But on it, like, even to say, like, I'm actually looking forward to the kind of experiences again, man. Because like, obviously we are going for 3 months and that kind of stuff, man, which will be class, man. And obviously when I get into my routine, I'll absolutely love it, man. But the only thing that I said to Georgia that we need to do, see, because we are going to be working on that kind of stuff and just mm-hmm. business will be as usual, like thriving in that, Saturday, Sunday we're off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we need to be pretty, like, don't get me wrong, in the morning Saturday sound, but like, so the way I do my, I kind of like work my weeks, right? Like, I'll take a Sunday off unless stuff needs done. I mm-hmm. quite like working a Sunday, but I'll be honest, right? You get the most done. But like, while we're in, like, when we're in Bali, I'm like, so I said to George, I was like, our boundary is that like we are off at the weekend. Because we should enjoy ourselves. Like, we need to do that.
Aye.
And then Monday to Friday, it's just fucking full steam ahead, man. If something's done this Saturday morning, sound.
Mm-hmm.
But like Saturday afternoon and Sunday, we need to take that off. Like, we just need to, mate.
You need to live in a moment. Yeah, you need to enjoy it.
Even
if
my clients would be like, Kieran, fucking take Sunday off.
Exactly,
I mean? Like,
man. Exactly.
You need to do it.
Like you were saying earlier, you don't want to become a busy fool and do stuff you don't need
for
to do.
For the sake of it, mate.
When you could be enjoying yourself.
100%, mate.
And switching off, because switching off is one of the things that me and you both struggle to do.
Definitely, mate.
And it's it detriments you, doesn't
it? The OCD kicks in again, mate. I'm just like, fucking hell, man. That was one thing I noticed, but when I was in Alton Towers with Graham and that, like, I had this wee sense anxiety about me. Mm-hmm. Nothing bad about that shit, right? And then as soon as I went, like, step foot in my office in my house, it just disappeared.
Aye.
And I've got that wee kind of like hanging in the back of my head. I'm like, whoa, it's just 3 months of anxiety suddenly. Do you know?
No,
I
get
like,
you.
Hell, man.
Aye, so like you were saying to me, when you're anxious about something, it's probably because you've no took action on something you should have done. And I like when you said 100%. That, because it's like, it's so true. Like, if obviously it depends what kind of anxiety you're talking about, when it's something that it's like, oh, I should have done this, I should have went to a gym, I should have got up earlier, it's like you're worrying about it because you knew you should have done it
and you didn't.
But see, when you're worrying about it, instead of worrying about it, go and do it.
100%.
And it's like, the anxiety disappears. I've noticed this recently when I just like, you're worrying about, oh, I need to do this, like, if you just go and do it, you feel so much better, man.
100%, man. And it is that kind of way. It's like a lot of things just start to like build up and build up and build up. And it's just because you're not doing what you fucking said you're going to do. Christian loves that I've said that. But it's as simple as that, mate. Do what you said you're going to do. Do you know what I mean? And you will feel good, mate. Do you know what
I
mean?
You do, man. Like, see that we...
it's a snowball.
See, ticking off. I think this might be a bit OCD, but see, just I love the feeling of crossing something out that I've done. Mm-hmm. It's like a pure hit. It's weird, isn't it?
It's like a different kind of line.
Like,
you're like,
actually, like, I prefer doing it with a highlighter.
Oh,
because then I can still see it.
What colour of highlighter are you?
I've been using a pink one.
Oh, have you?
Aye, it's nice, man.
Nice,
gives you a nice fruity buzz.
Like a nice fruity buzz. I like a wee lime green one. Just that.
Aye.
Definitely, man. So nice, a bumblebee cap.
Tell people about your experience we had in that shop with the trainers a minute ago. With the blue trainer.
Oh, mate, so I've gone for a pair of Hoka Bondis, right? I was trying to get away with not buying any before I left, right? But I was out with Jordan this morning. I was like, ah, like, these need to, I need to buy them, man. I just need to change them. So I went in to run for it, man. Like, fair dues to the boy, right? He was like, try this one on. I put the Bondis on. And I was like, minted, mate. But I'll be honest, mate, they're red, white, and blue, mate, so I'm not buying them. I was like, I can't do that.
Mate,
like,
you can tell the guy was a wee bit annoyed. Yeah, he was
feeling me. He just went, all right, and I was like,
fuck you, get out.
Basically, mate, in the nicest way possible, he was like, cool, mate. And I'm like, I'm just going to go into sports shoes, mate, and order them, mate. I'm going to order the green ones, mate. I was like,
fuck it.
Do you know what I mean? It's weird, right? Because it was like, I was embarrassed saying it, but I was like, I'm not buying them because of the colours, mate. It's a black and white is
that. Fair play, though.
Do you know what I mean? But it's like, see, if it was two of the colours, sound.
You can get away with it.
No, all three of them, mate. Like, it was like blue with a white fucking bit at the bottom and a red sole. I was like,
aye.
I can't do that. Like, I just can't do that. I just can't do it.
Do me.
But that was it. And if I get Brooksy over in fucking Bali, he'll be like, ah,
I'm not hanging about with you.
No, he's an Angels fan. He'll be like, he shows me. I'll be like, fuck off, man. Do you know what I mean? But that was funny. So I've got green ones coming, man. But it was that way this morning. See, when I was out running in my hockeys and like, I was like, I need to get these shoes, man. I was trying to put it off, right? Because I've spent so much money on everything.
Aye, of course,
man. It's pure skint me, man. Better luck, man. But we were like,
Where'd you get some skin, me, actually? But there's a lot of dough. But we were like, all right, so we need to just get them, man, because like, that's what I was saying to Ailey. Like, see, when I'm over here, see, for us training for Scotland, mate, it's going to be like 2 or 3 marathons back to back.
Aye.
It's fucked,
heavy
mate.
Heavy duty, innit?
Aye, mate, it's crazy, mate.
What, like, are you doing, 30 miles a day, or is it more?
Anywhere between 30 and 40 miles a day.
So heavy duty,
aye, that, it's hardcore, mate. Like, my wee ass makes fucking buttons every time I hink it, but.
That's good, though.
I'm just manifesting the finish line, do you know what I mean? Because that'll be good. See that moment when, like, it's the last 5K, I know I'm getting a pint of Guinness. I'm content, man. There's like a Greg's in the corner, get a wee sausage roll and that, man. I can see it. My dad's run, because my dad's going to run the last 5K with me.
Oh, class.
I said,
man,
to him, but I was like, here, can you run 5K? And he was like, aye, oh, like, my dad's a fat guy, right? He's 62, but my dad's like, he's a unit. Like, honestly, man, plumbing has served him well, right? He's fucking solid, right? He is, man. Like, I'll be honest, man. See, if I'm built like him and I'm 62, I'll be happy. Honestly, class, man. But I thought I'd say to him, I was like, like, I'm not being funny, but you've not ran in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure you can run 5K. Because if I've ran like 500 kilometers,
you'll have
you,
to put on your back,
and you can't even 5K, I will not let you fucking hear the end of that, mate. And he was like,
no, 100%,
fair dues, fair dues. And I think, like, I don't know, but I think that I can remember Natalie sent me, it was like my dad mentioned to me, I was like, when Kieran goes, we'll need to go a couple of runs in on that shit to get it looked in. So aye, mate, so we're going to get a new couple of Hyundais, mate. But green and white, mate. Fuck, fuck
green and white.
Man.
Fuck red, white,
it was, mate, did you see his face? He was like, all right. And I was like,
he probably thought, that's a bit pathetic.
Aye,
but
probably, mate. But I'm fucking, like, because it was that way, I was like, ah, fucking lovely shoes, mate.
Do you have them in a different colour?
I was like, I'm a selling one, man, do you know what I mean? And I don't know, like, I don't know what his deal was, but he was like, ah, it's like, because that's what I said to him. I was like, cheers for putting the time in. I was like, hey, but all you kind of done was bring me out a couple of pairs of shoes, mate. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, you just,
it's not a big deal. Really,
aye, can't
it?
Well, are they on commission and run for it? Are they fuck? I don't know.
I don't know. Maybe.
Shit, sorry, mate. Do you know what I mean?
It's good, man.
But, mate, right, before we wrap this up, man, what's your biggest lesson from the past week? Do you know coffee shit?
Aye, definitely. I think biggest lesson is that sometimes you just need a wee bit of home.
Yeah.
You just need to see your family and friends, and obviously most people don't go away traveling for 6 months, but for me, it's sometimes you just need to realize that the place that you are isn't really right for you in that moment. Mm-hmm. And that's me talking about kind of being away.
Yeah.
I feel like less stressed, less anxious now that I'm home. I feel at home is that safety net, and I think people need to kind of use that to their advantage. Like, use having a kind of good support and good home to your advantage, and like, take more risks. Mm-hmm. Because when you've got that safety net of being home, like, aye, go and take more risks, because if you fail or whatever, you've always got that kind of safety net at home of people that are going to help you. Whereas if you're away, you don't really have that. So it's been nice to just kind of feel like I've got people running about me again. Mm-hmm. Whereas when I was away, or it was only me and Gemma, mm-hmm. and that's a bit of a disconnect. And it's a struggle, man. It's a struggle to, like, be on your own for so long. Like, it is hard. Like, obviously, yous are going away for 3 months, and yous have got each other, but there will be a point where you're like, I just want to sit in my mom's living room.
Aye, 100%, mate. Christ, I can get that fucking a weekend in Berlin sometimes, man. Do you know what I mean?
Aye, exactly,
like,
man.
I like that, but because, like, again, like, we both of us are strong believers in this, man. So when your back's against the wall, you do mad shit. Like, you do what needs to be fucking done, man. And I think, like, a lot of people need to put their back against the wall. Like, find what you're made of. Like, generally find out what you're actually made of, man.
Step out your comfort zone,
you'll
man.
You'll be surprised, man. Because we've all got, it's fucking our ancestors, that, but we've all got fight or flight.
Aye.
That's the mode we go into. But not enough people put themselves in fight or flight mode. And I think the more you can actually put yourself in that situation where your back is against the wall, you will create the life you want to create.
100%,
because
man.
Because you're going out swinging. Because fuck it anyway. Do you know what I mean? Like, that's the kind of way to look at it. I think it kind of ties in with, like, what I kind of took for this. Like, off of you saying that, is actually 2 things I took for last week, man. And it is that kind of way going, Larry, what do you need to do to build the life you want? And, like, write it down. Like, get it done. Like, start fucking reverse engineering it. And it's like, I think, like, a lot of people are so naive around about life. And again, take what you want for this, right? But you do get one crack at this.
You do, man.
Do what you need to do to fucking live life in your terms. Because that's why I'm genuinely happy. Do you know what I mean? Because everything 100%. I do is on my terms. Because
you will be dead one day.
Yeah, exactly.
You will be dead one day. And, like I said this before, I don't want to be on my deathbed wishing, oh, fucking hell, I wish I'd done that. And now I feel like, now I've went traveling for 6 months, it's like I've kind of ticked off. I feel
massive anger.
I actually feel relieved that I've done that, because now I feel like if I died tomorrow, and it sounds a bit mental, but
it can happen, but mate,
if I die tomorrow, I feel like I've done that. Mm-hmm. I've done that thing that I've always wanted to do. And for me, it's more like years down the line, I can't wait to tell my future kids about that time when me and Gemma went like traveling around Asia and all the stories. And I think that's what life's all about, man. It's about experiences. It's about stories, mate. It's not stories. About fucking wearing £500 trainers.
Nah, fuck that.
Go and see a bit of the world, man.
100%, mate. And then as well, mate, like something that I asked the guys like during our Warm and Fuzzy Monday reset, right? Mm-hmm. What I asked them was like, who's someone that's in your head right now that you know you need to phone? Who have you not spoke to in a while? Because you've either drifted apart, fallen out over something stupid, or just in general, like just went down different paths.
Aye.
Everyone's got someone in their life that they should contact. And like, if you're listening to this, right, like actually just think about that for a second and go, who is it? Phone them. Fucking whatever it is, you just have, put it under a bridge, man, and just fucking get on with it, and because you'll regret it. Because I was thinking about this, man, there's certain things that I should have contacted that kind of stuff, and I've just not.
Grudges are pointless, aren't they, man?
100%. It was something I asked you guys, and it made me think about it a lot more as well. So yeah, to finish up on that was one of my biggest lessons, man, is like, if you've got someone who you know you should contact and reconnect with, do it. Fuck sitting on it, man.
I like that, man.
Powerful way to end it, man. Do you know what I mean?
Well, aye. Do you want to finish up?
Yeah, let's go for it, man. So, guys, episode 11 of the Real Life Podcast, in person.
In person,
that went good, man. Fucking fastest hour of life. We actually did want to talk about where the Real Life Podcast is going and what we're actually wanting to do with it.
Aye, we did. But
we'll do that next week. We'll do that next week. Do you know what I mean? You know, like, with pure rabble away, man. But, guys, thank you for obviously tuning in this far. Please just share it to your stories. Tell your mom, your dad, your gran, everyone about it, and fucking get the noise out there. Make some noise about it. And yeah, I hope you have a class day. Catch you.